Hey Madison, this is Justin from NC State. It was good to get a chance to see you play this past weekend in Charlotte. I hope you had an enjoyable time. We chatted on the field. I just wanted to follow up with a couple of thoughts. I liked what you said that you like to really use your speed and run at people. That's a trait that makes every player dangerous, and defenders really don't like doing that. So when you see a chance to take a defender on 1v1, do that. One of the things you have to make sure you're doing is recognizing the game situation. You're in the right place in the field, and if you see a defender that doesn't have another defender covering behind them, that's your time. That's the time to try to exploit that space in behind them. And the other thing we talked about too, I remember, is trying to get a little bit more involved when the ball's not on your side of the field, working on recycling your runs, showing for the ball. If you don't get it, checking out of that space, and then, making a support run for somebody else, or trying to make that same run again, just not the same thing over and over again. So adding a little variety to the runs you're making so that you're not predictable and easy to mark. We talked about confidence a little bit. Make sure that you're not being too hard on yourself during the flow of games. Not everything you try is going to work. This is especially true for attacking players. Soccer is a low scoring sport because it's really hard to score goals. It's hard to create chances. So the only way we as attacking players are going to be successful is if we recognize that some of the things we try just aren't going to work. Keep trying them. It's just a matter of finding the right balance and the right time and what works for you. But understand that for everything that does work, there's going to be many that don't. You can't let those affect your confidence. And if you do start to feel a little bit down on the field, you have to change your thinking, change your body language, your posture, your breathing, relax a little bit, and just keep trying to stay positive and confident, even if you're not feeling it. We all go through that on the field. We all have moments in games or entire games where we just don't feel our best. And if you sort of give in to that feeling, then it'll really affect the way you play. Apart from that, you're a 2024 graduate. You're still very young. This is the very beginning of this process for you. You're off to a pretty good start. You're going to events like this and getting seen by college coaches and sort of seeing where you are on the field compared to other players your own age. It's only a good thing that can only be helpful to you. So keep up with that kind of thing. Keep giving everything you can in practices and games. Try some flair stuff as an attacking player. Take people on and beat them, and just keep enjoying your soccer. And I wish you the best of luck going forward. Take care.